Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa ating segment na Bakit Australia, isa pang Pinoy, pero dito na lumaki, dito sa Brisbane, Queensland, simula nung 13 years old siya na lumipat mula Laguna. Kasama din si Jean Castillo. Magandang araw sa'yo, Jean.
Magandang araw po, mga kababayan.
Pero si Jean, sinusubukan pa niya na mag-Tagalog, pero medyo konting-konti na lang ata. Pero Jean, pwede ka magsalitaan ng English or Filipino kung saan ka komportable. Siguro tanungin ko muna, Jean, ano, nabanggit ko kanina na lumipat ang inyong pamilya dito sa Australia nung ikaw ay 13 years old. Anong taon yan?
Ito po ay 2009.
How was the adjustment? Ako patuloy. Kamusta yung mga adjustment mo nung panahon yun? Kasi syempre, ano ka pa lang, binatilyo ka pa lamang noon.
It was pretty difficult because coming from the Philippines, it was a busy street that I grew up in, seeing all the family every time, seeing my neighbors all the time. And then coming to Australia, my street was pretty quiet. Nobody really talked to each other, nobody really talked to the neighbor. And then speaking English was quite difficult, you know, and especially Australian English is so hard to understand compared to like American English. But I found my belonging in music, where I can communicate through music with other musicians as well.
Yeah. Na-mention mo na yung musika, no? Dahil doon ka nagkaroon ka mo ng connection sa komunidad. Paano nangyari? Nung 13 ka ba, parang nagsusulat ka na ba noon? O mga awitin? O anong ginagawa mo noong panahon na yon?
Mga 13, nagsusulat na rin po ako. Gamit ko yung gitara ko saka sa isang kwarto ko. And then that's where I would write my music. And then in Australia, I became part of like a Seventh-day Adventist school, church, and it was encouraged for me to play music through church, playing Hillsong and playing a lot of like praise and worship songs. And that's sort of like my pathway into getting into music.
Yeah. At ngayon, ikaw na ay isang sound engineer, tama ba? Pero nagpo-produce ka pa rin ng mga musika.
Yes, I am a sound engineer, pero my full-time po is producing beats for hip-hop artists and R&B artists. I also record artists and mix artists as well. So I see the whole process from start to finish.
Yeah. Dito sa pag-produce na doon ng musika, meron ka pa rin bang connection sa pagiging Pinoy mo, yung bahagi ng pagiging Pinoy mo?
Yes, I think us Filipino are so in touch with our emotional self, you know, we're pretty honest people. So when it comes to making beats and making music, I try to bring that into my own practice, like being in touch with my emotions, being honest to myself, and providing a landscape for a lot of artists to hop on my beats and express themselves authentically, you know. And recently I went home to the Philippines last month to connect with a lot of Filipino artists. I've linked up with 4 artists, up-and-coming hip-hop artists, and it was a pretty successful trip. They've asked me to go back there in September for a writing camp, and which I'll definitely do.
Yeah. Bakit mo naisipan yun na ay gusto kong pumunta sa Pilipinas para dito rin gawin pa tong aking passion?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've been wanting to get in touch with my Filipino roots for the last couple of years now, you know. At the end of the day, I'm Filipino, and my goal is to really go over there and sustain being able to go there every 6 months. My family is getting older in the Philippines, so that's what I'm trying to do now. Live here for a little bit and live over there so I can see my family a little bit more often.
Yeah. So you did pala. Bakit mo naisip ngayon na yun nga na mag-connect uli mula sa ano? Na for a while ba na hindi mo na to na isang tabi mo siya in a sense, dahil syempre lumaki ka dito and you're also adapting and also assimilating to the Australian culture. Ganun bang nangyari?
Yeah, I was, you know, getting used to the Australian culture, but I feel like I've reached being pretty well known in my community, especially in Brisbane, to be one of the producers that people go to. But I think in the Philippines, it's such a young scene. There's a lot of opportunities there and a lot for me to grow and really explore and challenge myself, you know. And yeah, I've just seen the hip-hop community grow in the Philippines. It's pretty exciting. It's still growing and I want to be involved. Yeah.
So nakita natin nga yung mga Filipino hip-hop dancers and artists na nakita natin. Ikaw nasa dun sa part ng music. Ano yung mga challenges sa pagpo-produce ng music, especially now that you're trying to connect with your roots? Ano yung mga challenges, Chan?
I think the challenges is really time. You know what I mean? Like, with myself, I still work full-time for a university. I have a lot of projects in line as well. So right now I'm just trying to wrap up all the albums I need to do in Australia to be able to focus in the Philippines. Mm. Yeah, but in terms of challenges, there's not much that I've kind of crossed now, except apart from time. But when I was starting out, definitely financial is definitely a struggle. And you know, I think most people will struggle with family not thinking that music can be profitable, but I'm just fortunate that my family accepted the fact that, you know, music is my passion and that's what I want to do for my job.
Isa yung sa tatanungin ko talaga na nasagot mo na, dahil yung ilang mga magulang ng mga Pinoy ay karaniwan na iniisip nga, oh, baka mag-nurse, mag-engineer o doktor, pero buti naman nasagot mo na na suportado ito ng pamilya mo. Nabanggit ko yung mga hamon or challenges kanina. Ngayon naman yung opportunities. Ano yung nakikita mo sa sarili mo? Ano yung achievement na gusto mong makita, lalo na sa pagbalik mo sa Pilipinas para nga makakonekta ka sa culture mo while through music?
Yeah. I think my opportunity there is really establishing myself as a pillar of global sounds. I've had a lot of experience traveling from LA to Canada to Australia, working with different artists. And I think bringing what I've learned all around the world back home in the Philippines, I think that'll be my biggest opportunity there.
Parang last na lang, panghuli na lang sa'yo, Gene, dahil nakikita ko na suportado ka ng pamilya mo. You're doing your passion and what you love and also now connecting to your cultures. Pero hindi lahat ng mga kabataan or yung mga pagkakataon na nagagawa yun. Ano? Ano mapapayo mo sa kanila? Na, lalo na yung gusto pa rin ituloy yung karera sa musika, lalo na sa pagkakataon na ganito na parang mga cost of living. Diba? Ano yung mapapayo mo sa mga kabataan?
I mean, being sustainable in music is pretty hard, I'll be honest with you. So as long as you think smart and still be able to have a safety net financially, so your parents are not worried that you're going to like go hungry or be homeless, but just juggle the two, you know what I mean? And for me, having a capital is always important because, you know, a lot of people approach music with a lot of frustration due to the fact that they can't plant their feet, you know what I mean? And it is a really competitive market. So my biggest advice is plant your feet first. Make sure you have, like, you know, a safety net to fall back into. And then when you have a safety net, you can go 110% for your passion.
Thank you so much, Gene. Maraming salamat. Parang ito, sorry, nakain na last, sabi ko, pero ito pinaka-last lang. So mga kabataan naman na mga Pinoy na lumaki sa Osela, katulad mo, na parang bata pa lang lumaki ito. Ano naman yung payo mo sa gusto, lalo na yung mga gusto ring mag-connect muli o magkaroon ng connection muli sa kanilang heritage o sa kanilang pinanggalingang bansa?
Oh, be proud of who you are. You know, we're very talented people. We're one of the best people in the world. A lot of people love us. It's easy to, like, be influenced, but I think looking back, you know, when you start looking back at our history and our music, our arts, our films, we are very talented people, you know. Even the food, we have amazing food, and find these little things, and it's so empowering, you know, to own that you're Filipino, especially doing and achieving a lot of things outside of Philippines. But it will always be back home, you know.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.